Much of the eastern seaboard is bracing for extreme fire conditions today. The danger is catastrophic in New South Wales. Firefighters across the Greater Sydney, Hunter, Illawarra and Shoalhaven regions are on the highest possible alert. The Berejiklian government's warning this could be the most dangerous bushfire week in the nation's history. Total fire bans are in place across New South Wales with a state of emergency in place for the next 6 days. The Blue Mountains is in the catastrophic fire zone. Our reporter Thomas Arredi is there. Thomas, the region's used to bushfires and I think I can already hear the wind is up there now. How well prepared are authorities?
Yes, it's one of the most bushfire-prone areas in the country. And look, when you talk to people here, Sabra, most of them have a story about the last time their town experienced a major bushfire. The main one recently was about 6 years ago when 196 homes were lost. And incidentally, that was also the last time the New South Wales government declared a state of emergency. There's no doubt there are challenges here. So look, picture a city that's spread along a ridgeline with National Park on either side of that ridge, and as we know, fire can run uphill very quickly. It was calm here a short time ago. The wind seems to be picking up by the minute. When those temperatures start to rise and we see these catastrophic conditions, so temperatures in the mid to high 30s, those high winds, next to no humidity, that could rapidly change. But it's for this reason that the Rural Fire Service has a significant presence here. Being prepared for fires is really part of life in the mountains. Hundreds of firefighters are on standby, not to mention the schools that are closed across the region. You could see that message clearly during the drive through the towns. But with these catastrophic conditions, look, that is the point. It really is up to the people here to stay away from that bushland. Things could develop very quickly, and that's the whole message. When we have an alert like this, you might not get a knock on the door. You might not get a message. You might not be told to evacuate. You really do need to be on the front foot and act. Keeping that uncertainty in mind, though, the Mayor of the Blue Mountains, Mark Greenhill, tells me he's confident authorities are as prepared as they can be.
I've been speaking with emergency services. They are well planned and well prepared. And the message we're giving people is have your bushfire survival plan close. Know what you've got to do and where you will be in the event that things go badly.
Even looking at 2013, the word catastrophic wasn't even mentioned then. No. It's the first time we've seen that warning.
That's right.
Are you concerned about the road ahead?
Yeah, look, I am concerned. I am deeply concerned. The bush is so dry. The climate is so dangerous. I have lived in the Blue Mountains for a very long time. I can't remember it like this. Just the dryness of the environment, the heat and wind today. I am really concerned about the state of our environment. I am really concerned about what comes next. And I am really concerned about not just this year, but future years.
That's Blue Mountains Mayor Mark Greenhill. Tom, you've spoken to residents. How are they feeling this morning?
I think in light of the serious bushfires we've seen in the Blue Mountains in recent years, Sabra, this is something the communities take very seriously up here. Many people have those fire plans in place, particularly in those areas close to the bush. And on social media, for example, it's clear that these communities are close-knit. People are already offering their homes and food, for example, if the situation deteriorates. But look, it's days like these that bring up some pretty painful memories for some. I spoke to Joan Murray, who runs a preschool in the suburb of Winmalee, and a bushfire came within metres of the building back in 2013.
Oh, easy decision. We're closed. The welfare of the children has to come first. It was the only decision you could make.
Tell me about your experience about 6 years ago when the kids were here at the preschool.
That one we were not prepared for. It all happened so quickly. It was on us before we could think about it, really. Whereas this one's a different situation. We know it's going to come. We're more prepared.
So what's changed this time around in terms of the preparedness of this community? Because I'm looking around here and you are completely surrounded by bush, and not that long ago, you know, almost 200 homes were lost.
Yeah, I think everybody knows what to expect this time and they're ready for the worst case scenario. So they've got their bags packed in advance. They've made their plans. There's been a lot more preparation from the RFS and through the local Winmalee Neighbourhood Centre. I think people are more calm this time because they've had a chance to think about it and to prepare themselves. And we've been monitoring things over the weekend up the mountains and beyond. So I think there's a general feeling of calm, or more calm, than there was back in 2013.
And that's Joan Murray from Windmill Ease, speaking there with Thomas Reddy in the Blue Mountains.